Ça nous fait plaisir de recevoir le gardien de but de l'Organisation des Canadiens de Montréal, gardien de but du présent et du futur, qui prend quelques minutes pour nous aujourd'hui dans ce camp d'entraînement fort occupé. Jacob, thank you so much for being with us. How are you today, my friend?
Thank you for having me. I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Pleasure. You've been playing in two different games, and I gotta ask, because you've had a pretty special celebration after the first game, and I know it was a bit all over the internet, the fans talked to you about it. Did the guys chirp you about it as well in the locker room?
Yeah, I definitely got a couple laughs and a couple chirps from a few guys, just... I don't know how many guys have celebrated that hard for a preseason win, but a pretty emotional game, and you always like to get a shootout win no matter the circumstance. So definitely unplanned, but it's all jokes and good fun when you get a win like that.
Let me translate for just a few seconds, Jacob, and I'll be right back with you. Alors, j'ai posé la question à Jacob Fowler. Si vous avez vu la fameuse célébration où est-ce qu'il a lancé la rondelle et l'a botté par la suite, ça a fait bien rire les partisans, puis surtout ses coéquipiers qui lui ont dit « On n'a jamais vu quelqu'un, ou presque jamais vu quelqu'un célébrer aussi fort pour une victoire dans un match préparatoire. » Mais il dit « Garde, c'est l'émotion aussi de gagner un premier match comme ça, surtout en tir de barrage. Ça fait tout le temps un grand plaisir. » Jacob, how was that first experience playing at Bell Center in front of the fans? The building is full. You also had two very different experiences on the ice, being yesterday in a loss and a win at your first night.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely more fun winning than losing, especially in Montreal. I think any time you can play in front of the most passionate fans in sports, it's always special, and especially in preseason, you know, to see the support. Even in the rookie games that I got to be a part of, it's definitely felt, the support from all the fans, and something not just myself, all the players feed off of, and it's why it's so special to play here.
And how do you learn from these two very different experiences?
I think it's just you can't get too high or too low. You know, in this game, it's a game of mistakes, and, one night you could be, at your very best and have made a very minimal mistakes, and the next night, puck might not bounce your way, or you might not get the results you want, but it's just trying to stay as even keel and as consistent as possible, because nobody's ever going to be perfect, but whoever can be the most consistent usually has the longer career and the better results.
Alors, j'ai demandé à Jacob Fowler comment on apprend de deux expériences très différente comme ça, donc de perdre hier un match comme on l'a vu puis comme on en discute depuis quelques minutes, mais aussi de l'emporter dans un match un petit peu plus tôt dans la semaine. Et il dit, écoute, c'est certain que c'est plus le fun de gagner que de perdre, surtout dans un match comme Montréal où les fans sont là puis ils nous encouragent puis on le sent, puis c'était très spécial comme moment de vivre mes premiers matchs comme ça au Centre Bell, mais aussi c'est de garder la plus grande constance possible. Parce que les gardiens qui ont les meilleures carrières et aussi les plus longues carrières, ben la constance fait définitivement partie de leur jeu et de leur préparation. A lot of people have been talking about your preparation, about how mature you are when you come to the ice, come to the rink, about your approach to the game. What's so special about your mental prep and your attitude? Pascal Vincent has talked about it in the media as well, that he's been very impressed, and everyone in the organization as well. So what's your secret? Do you do something special?
I mean, I don't think of it as doing anything special. I think the best way I can describe it is it's not planned. You know, I really just enjoy what I get to do on a daily basis and, be a part of this franchise and play the game that I love no matter the level, and I really take pride in trying to play my best hockey and be the best version I can every day, and I think the more consistent I can be with the hockey, the better, and again, just trying to be the best person I can be on and off the ice. I think that's all you can really ask for.
Alors, je lui ai demandé s'il y avait quelque chose de spécifique dans sa préparation mentale, parce que vous avez entendu Pascal Vincent et plusieurs personnes dans l'organisation qui sont très impressionnées par comment il est mature, sa maturité à Jacob Fowler, son approche. Il dit, écoutez, moi, je suis je suis juste passionné, puis j'ai de la chance de jouer dans cette organisation-là également, puis je veux donner le meilleur de moi-même. En gros, là, c'est ce qu'il nous dit à chaque fois, et d'être la meilleure personne possible sur la glace, mais aussi à l'extérieur de la glace. In your NCAA days, you've known a pretty special rivalry between Boston University and Boston College. One of your teammates was a great rival of yours back in the day. Did you guys know, and for people who don't know who I'm talking about, you were rivals with Lane Hudson back in the day. Were you friends? Were you rivals? Did you guys know each other, happen to talk before you got to be teammates with the Montreal Canadiens?
Yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, kind of a funny relationship how it all began. I think Lane and I always grew up playing against each other on different teams and whatnot in tournaments. But, you know, before we even got to play against each other in college, I played against him in junior hockey a couple times. But then we got to be teammates, you know, with Team USA at the World Juniors and be teammates before playing against each other at college. So it got a little bit more personal and we got to play against each other. But more just good fun and bragging rights, and definitely a guy you'd rather play with than against with his talent.
That goes for a great chemistry now as teammates, right?
Absolutely.
You also play with great players in your years at Boston. Will Smith, Ryan Leonard, James Higgins, Gabe Perreault, Cutter Gauthier. Do you guys realize how much talent were in those teams, and of course, including yourself? Do you guys realize how much talent were there, or do you think it's something that will go down in the future? It's like, wow, so many talent was at the same time in the same team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, all those guys were, you know, special players and special people. But I think in my 2 years there, there was even more guys that you didn't even mention that had so much talent. And I think we all knew kind of the skill and capabilities we had, and I think we tried to make the most of it in both my years there, and we had a lot of success, but you know, ultimately didn't get the biggest one, but wouldn't trade that for the world.
Excellent. Jacob, have fun, and all the success to you for the rest of the training camp, the preseason schedule, and looking forward to see you succeed in the Montreal Canadiens organization this year.
Merci beaucoup.
Ça fait plaisir. Thank you. Merci.